Okay, let's see now. C0013, B78004. C0013, that's notebook 8. B7 goes to 7E. 80 goes to C0 and 04 to 79. C001E, 8D, F0. They're not even trying, are they? C001E, same notebook. Oh, I could do this all day. 8D to 81. Well, I am doing this all day. There now, old chap. We oughtn't complain. There are people working day and night in far worse conditions. And if we add C0 to the second one, we have F0 going to 30. I think I see a pattern emerging here. No, that's not why I'm here. That's not why we're here. We just passed the decoded text on. She will have to figure out all the details. I wonder what she looks like. 0371, D0, F1, B2. Where did this come from? Well, back to search, I suppose. 0371, 0371. I have seen it somewhere before. Do they have to go through the same loops on the other side? I bet someone is wondering exactly the same thing right now. Well, right now plus the time difference. God, I'm hilarious. Ah, notebook 52, there you are. I would like to meet my counterpart once this whole thing is over. D0 to 21, F1 to F1. That always cracks me up. And B2? Well, if the most recent one was 30, this should be... Let's see. What if I reverse that and look for the closest vector? No. They wouldn't make it so easy. Actually, they don't have much say into it. It's all that bloody machine. Okay, how about this? B2 to E5. Nope. Doesn't work, does it? God! What was I saying? Ah, yes. Them. The others. B2 goes to FF! There! I imagine they will have more than just a half a dozen of decoders, though. After all, they are fighting a lot of us. Moving on. AF9090080.
Morning.
Morning, Dave.
Stephen didn't take his eyes off the screen.
How was your weekend? Less boring than mine, I hope. My crowning achievement was that I managed not to blink for 92 seconds.
David made his way around the desk, filled his cup with coffee, and sat down.
Wow. I definitely had a more exciting weekend then. I went to see Katie in Bedford.
Stephen folded his arms.
Bedford, eh? Your definition of excitement amuses me. Let me guess, you spent the whole time in the pub, just talking.
David thought there was nothing wrong with spending time in a pub, chatting with an old friend over some great real ale, but he knew better than to start an argument with Stephen.
How are we doing?
Still on iteration 112, but picking up pace. He has probably memorised most of his new lookup tables, I guess.
David looked at the big clock on the wall. 2 o'clock on the dot.
Cool. I guess I can take over now.
It took no more than 3 seconds for Stephen to get his coat on and reach for the door.
See you in a couple of days. Good luck with the new guy.
All right, that was the last of it. Into the pile you go. Enter fresh printouts. C000. I guess I could go back to teaching. All those eager young minds, and the not so eager ones. Well, one must try to pass the torch of knowledge even to those less willing to receive it. 0070 to 21FF. I'd love to see Margaret again. And Charlie. Will there be anyone? Anything after this? If only I could just sneak out for a little while. 1004. Notebook 2. Why am I even thinking about this? 8DA0. God, what a wimp. People are actually losing their lives out there. My people. To hell with these thoughts. F4001, notebook 5. I mustn't lose faith now. Not after all this time. What did that poster say? Your courage, your cheerfulness, your resolution, will bring us victory. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint His Majesty, but I don't see many reasons to be cheerful about. Courage and resolution will have to suffice. 7800. And a bit of code breaking, of course. God, this pile is not getting any smaller. One of these days I will have to ask for a junior analyst. All this work, and they expect me to cope? I mean, with all this intel, is anyone even checking up on me? Dr. Johansson supposedly takes my books, then brings me new ones. I wish for once she could just say to me, "Good job, John. We're counting on you," or something. BF304. Ah, vanity strikes again. I know there's not going to be any medals for this. 5C-00. To rest for a day. For an hour. Surely I've earned that much. BFFA2. But then again, war does not rest. War. Mindless game by mindless masses led by equally mindless individuals. Tiny people, blind to anything beyond their tiny hopes and dreams and aspirations. Blind to the vastness of the cosmos and the insignificance of our existence. Foolish enough to believe that anything we do in our whole lives would even make a dent to the grand scheme of things. Arrogant bastards. But I suppose we do need a reason to get up in the morning. BFFA2. No, I have seen this before, I know. But I'm missing something. What am I missing? BFFA 1 and A3 is notebook 15. But A2? What am I missing? A2. Come on, you stupid brain. What am I not seeing?
See now, this is very interesting. At every iteration, he seems to be stuck in the same spot.
David was gazing in the distance. He was almost preaching. He had reiterated the same speech a dozen times by now. The intern was taking notes devoutly.
This is the beginning of the loop, then?
It is from our point of view, yes. But for him, it's just another difficult code to crack.
David started pacing up and down the small room.
It was Dr. Johansson who introduced the iteration scheme. She wanted to find a minimally disruptive way to show John the truth. She thought if she introduced the code that he had produced as output back to him, he would be able to tell the difference. He would stop.
But he didn't.
No, unfortunately not. The first time he saw the new coded printouts with his own timestamps, he thought it was just another clever trick of the Germans. He's been working twice as hard ever since.
The intern looked up with a worried expression. He felt sorry for the wrecked man he could see in the monitors. But he also admired him at the same time.
So what do they mean, the numbers?
We don't know. He was working on his third notebook when he was referred to Dr. Johansson.
He pointed at the screen.
These numbers? I'm not sure even he knows. To him, they're just a bunch of symbols that must be transformed to another bunch of symbols. He follows rules and formulas and lookup tables that he compiles himself. But the end result is as intelligible as the input.
David looked at the monitor.
He doesn't care that the symbols don't have any meaning.
He paused.
He can't afford for the symbols to have any meaning.
The inter put his pencil down.
Do you think he'll ever stop?